Let's open our Bibles, if you would, to the book of Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. I looked at this passage, probably a couple of weeks or maybe even just a little longer than that. And just the Lord dealt with my heart about it and spoke to my heart about it. We've been dealing with the subject of our hearts. And I started on Sunday about dealing with our troubled heart. And I wanted to deal with that tonight, but I felt like the Lord wanted me to just leave that to Sunday and just deal with that in our Sunday services. And so I'm going to look at Matthew 13, the Lord will help me tonight. And we're going to be looking at our heart tonight as well, again. And, of course, our basis for what we're dealing with is the heart of every problem is a problem of the heart. If our hearts get right, then great things can happen. Amen. Matthew 13, verse number 1. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear, is a good summary statement of what he just got through dealing with. Who hath ears to hear? Because each of these four, the wayside, the stony, the thorny, and also the good ground, hearers, represent those that hear and the condition that their heart is in. Look over, if you will, in verse 18, and Jesus now gives the application, I guess you could say, of what he was saying. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. So we have insight in verse 19 that the heart is the targeted place of sowing the seed. And we know the seed, according to Luke's account of this, that it's the seed is the word of God. So he's sowing it into our hearts, and it gets into our heart based on how we hear it. So anyway, look at verse 19 again. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth, because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. For he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. You may be seated. I want to ask the question tonight on how is your heart condition? How is your heart condition? And we want to look at all four of these briefly tonight, if the Lord will help me. And I want to look at them, hopefully not from a complicated approach, but from a practical approach. And we all know that the seed is the Word of God. And we all know that the soul is man's heart. And the desire is that God has to sow the seed of the Word into your heart. The seed has got all of the potential in itself. You don't have to do anything with it. If it can just get sown, it can do the rest if the soil is prepared. And I want us to just look at these four hearers, these four heart conditions, and see how we line up. Three of the four are not good. And that's probably an average of us here tonight. Three of the four, or you could say 75% of the time, our hearts is not in good shape. The first one I want to just, and I could say some more things, but I want to just focus in. First of all, verse number, chapter 13, verse number 4, and the application of that is found in verse 19, and this is the wayside hearer, and for practical application, I want to call this heart the compacted heart. The compacted heart. I already dealt with the hard heart in Mark chapter number 5. And here, the wayside hearer, one fellow described it as a thoroughfare. The wayside is believed to be like a thoroughfare or the wayside path. The right-of-way that has been trodden down by travelers throughout many years. And therefore, the surface is hard. That's where I'm getting that word, the compacted heart, the hard heart. And now, I wrote this down as a simple little thought. A heart is good for a path, but it's terrible for planting. Even the Word of God. Now listen, the seed is the Word of God, right? Luke, let me give you the verse on that so you can write it down. Luke chapter number 8, I believe it is. Let's see, make sure I give it to you right. Yes, verse number 11, verse number 11. The seed is the Word of God. Now, how many of us agree there's nothing wrong with this book? It's still as powerful as it's ever been. It's as much God's word as it's ever been. The problem is the type of heart that the seed lands on. I don't believe it's God's will for the Word of God to not be productive in our life. I don't believe that's God's will. And I want you to understand that the seed doesn't change the soil. If it falls on the wayside or the compacted heart, it don't change it. It's still hard heart, and the seed is not going to be productive. The seed does not change the soil. And of course, can I add the flip side of that too? The soil or the heart doesn't change the seed. It don't change the seed. And so the wayside could speak of busyness, just that pathway that is being trodden upon and walked in, the going to and fro in life, many times my heart has been unresponsive to the Word of God, the seed of the Word of God fell, as it were, on my heart when it had been trampled on and trodden and stepped on and been given to busyness. And as a result, the Word of God was unproductive. How many of us in here tonight believe that we are where God really wants us to be far as the level of growth? I don't believe any of us in here would say that we are. Well, the reason for that is, in my life and yours, is that the seed, the Listen, can you imagine how much exposure you've had to the seed of the Word of God? Unlike people around the world, unlike a lot of people that very seldom ever hear it, if they've ever even heard it. But you and I have been exposed to the seed of the Word of God most of our lives. And we're still not on that level where we could be and should be. Why? Because wasn't the seed, wasn't the problem of the seed were there, and the problem was with the soil, the heart condition that the seed fell on. Sometimes we can give ourselves to busyness. We can be running to and fro and just trample at, and our heart gets hard with it. Amen. One time in Scripture, Matthew 5, verse 13, this phrase is used. I guess it's a phrase. I'm guessing it is. I don't know. You may know. You may not know. Trodden underfoot of men. You know when he's talking about salt that's lost its savor, be henceforth cast out, be trodden under the foot of men. That's what a wayside pathway is. It is a place that has been stepped on, compacted, made hard under foot of men. Well, now that trodden under foot of men in Matthew 5:13 is a term that Jesus used to describe that which is of no use, that which is of no good or no benefit. Amen. And so the compacted heart allows the seed to just simply lay on the surface, and it doesn't germinate. It doesn't germinate. And back in the text in Matthew 13, in verse number 19, while it's laying on the surface, and because it's hard, there can't be any germination of the seed. Verse 19, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one. It said in verse 4, it talks about the fowls came and devoured it. I wonder how many people that hears on Sunday morning, Sunday night or Wednesday night, the word of God, the seed is being sown, the seed has been broadcasted out into your life, amen. But because our heart has been hardened through busyness, amen, it can't grow, it can't produce fruit, and as a result, it just lays there, and what happens is the fowls of the air come and devour it, or as verse 19 says, the wicked one steals it. I wonder how many of us, before we even get in the car after a service, because of our heart is compacted and hard, the wicked one has done stole it away. May the Lord help us with that. Amen. Number two, I want to deal, number two, verse 20. Well, let's look in verse five. Let's see, verse 5 and 6. This is the stony heart, or the stony-hearted hearer. And here it says in verse 5, some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprung up. There was a germination of the seed. The seed was doing what it was supposed to do. It germinated, and it began the process of producing. But there was no depth of earth. There was no depth there. It was shallow. It was superficial. I call this, for lack of a better term, the cosmetic heart. The cosmetic heart. In other words, when you think of cosmetic, you're just thinking on the surface. You're just thinking something you put there where man can see or person can see, you know. And so the stony hearer, the stony heart, is that person that hears the word of God, is exposed to the seed. There's enough depth there in their heart for the seed to germinate, but there's not enough depth there to grow it. There's enough depth to sow it, but not enough depth to grow it. Wow. What about that? So the cosmetic hearer, the stony heart, the superficial heart, majors just on shallowness. I believe that's killing us in our churches today. Amen? This person receives the seed in the stony places. He hears the word. The Bible says with joy he receives it. with joy receives it, but he does not have root in himself. He doesn't have root in himself, verse number 20 and 21, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation and persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. I want to say that there's a danger of our hearts being compacted with the wayside hearer. There's a danger of our hearts becoming shallow, just cosmetic, just surface stuff. And I'm afraid we're guilty, all of us are guilty of that at times. No root, no depth of it. I think it's interesting to note that this hearer, the Bible said, received the seed. That's what verse 20 says. He received the seed into stony places. Listen to this. And the same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it. What about that? I mean, he acts like he's enjoying the preaching. He's got some joy in receiving the seed. But don't forget, it's all shallow. It's all shallow. And as a result, it don't have any depth. And when persecution arises because of the word, then it quickly is offended and quickly withers away. I wrote this down. It takes more depth to grow the seed than it does to sow the seed. Now listen, the first one, the compacted heart, that one don't even hardly make it till you get in the car, because it's just laying on the surface. Well, this next one is close to that. The seed is still on the surface, but it's under the surface, but it's just surface. It's a surface spirituality. And look at this right here. And he receives it with joy, and it germinates. It, in other words, it's starting to do what God sends it to do. It's going into that process of life and growth and productivity and fruit. But because there's no depth there, you need it. Listen, you deepening your spiritual life is your responsibility. Amen. Well, in case of the stony here, Brother Ivan, how do you deepen your spiritual life? You need to get the stones out. You need, listen, the compacted heart, I thought about this coming to church, the compacted heart, the hardness is very visible. It's the wayside. You can actually just see it. You can see the seed just laying there. But this next one, the one that we're talking about now, the cosmetic heart, that is, it's just surface. This hardness is not visible. This hardness is not visible. It looks like it's received the seed, it's germinated, it's starting to grow, it's shooting forth life, everything's looking great. But the hardness in this hearer is underneath the surface. You can't see it. What proves that is the seed dies pretty quick. All right, so let's move on. So we looked at the compacted heart. We've looked at the cosmetic heart. Thirdly, and y'all forgive me for going fast, I don't want to keep y'all night. But thirdly, and I'm looking at them just from a practical standpoint, the third, Brother Travis, I notice in verse number 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. And look at the application of that over in verse 22. He that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. I call this hearer, not the compacted hearer or the cosmetic hearer, I call this one the crowded-hearted hearer or the cluttered-hearted hearer. The seed is unable to do what it can do because the ground is already full of clutter and thorns and thistles and briars and so forth. Amen. Most of you had enough experience, I'm sure, growing a garden that you don't have to fertilize briars. But I guarantee you don't have to, listen, I hate weeds. If you're going to love fruit, you're going to hate weeds. Amen. And listen, you can plow them up today and they'll be growing back tomorrow. Weeds. That's right, ain't it? I mean, they'll be growing back. You can cut them down, spray them with weed killer and everything else, and it's a matter of time, they'll be back. Yeah, it's a curse. That thorns, you go back in Genesis and you find out thorns are a part of the curse. Here's the heart, here's the person that have no room for the seed. There's no room for the seed of the Word of God because their heart is already full of thorns and things that should not be there. You can't eat thorns. A goat can eat thorns. My daddy, I never did have one, don't want one. Well, we did have a little miniature goat when Blake was little. A little bitty thing. It wasn't about that tall, full grown. That's as big as I want to see them. But my daddy told me they always had one growing up, and he said that thing would eat anything. It'd eat tin cans, and eat the trash, it'd eat briars, it'd eat the clothes off the clothesline, it'd eat anything. That's a goat for you, amen? But here is the person that is got clutter and already got a lot of things growing in their life that is not good for fruit, that is not good for food. It's taking over. Weeds will take over, won't it? I guarantee you they will. Amen. I hate them. I hate it. But this is the person that's got a crowded heart. Is yours crowded tonight? Is yours cluttered tonight? You've got a lot of things growing in your life so that when you sit in a service or do your devotions and the Word of God, the seed of the Word of God is exposed to you and is sown and broadcasted to you, that the seed is unproductive. Why? It has no place to land. It has no place to grow because our heart is already preoccupied and is already full of things growing. Lord, I can't help but believe I've been there too many times. The cluttered heart. God has big plans for us, but our hearts are so cluttered and amen, so crowded that the wording that is used here, Matthew 13 and verse 23, you're wondering what those thorns are. You wonder what those thorns are. It tells us in verse 22, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word. Here comes the thorns. Here comes the clutter. Here comes the crowded, the crowding out of God's word. The first one mentioned is the care of this world. What about that? The care of this world is growing rampantly in your heart. A second one mentioned is the deceitfulness of riches. And you know what God said it does to the word? Chokes it. Chokes the word. So the word, if it's choked out, the word is then rendered to be unproductive. It's not the word's fault. It's not the word's fault. It's not the seed's fault. The same, you don't have to turn there. I'm just going to read this. Luke chapter 8, verse 14, the same identical setting and verse, but Luke adds a little something to it. It says, and that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of this life. I wrote in the edge of my Bible, cares represents pressures. Riches represents prosperity. And of course, pleasures of this life just is pleasures. You talking about three enemies of spirituality, because there's three enemies of the seed of the Word of God, the condition of our heart. That is pressure, dealing with pressure in life, dealing with prosperity in life, and dealing with pleasures in life will do what? Choke out the Word. Literally strangle the Word. What about that? All right, let's move on. Number four, back in our text, Matthew 13, verse 8. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60-fold, or 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Verse 23. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. God wants us to be fruitful. Listen, God's intent on the word of God coming in contact with you is that it is productive. And when you think about, I call this one the cultivated heart. You have the compacted heart, you have the cosmetic, shallow, stony hearer, you have that one, and then you have the crowded or cluttered heart, and then here you have the cultivated or conditioned heart. That is, it's been prepared, it's been received, or it's been made ready to receive the Word of God. As Sister Mary testified, what would that do to our church services if we would come already prepared? That is, we already went and broke up the fallow ground, the compacted areas of our heart, and already went into the shallow areas of our heart and got those stones out and discarded them, which would have caused us to have some depth to us to be able to receive the Word of God and it be productive. Come to church already having cleared out all the thorns, cleared out all of the cares of this world and the riches and also the pleasures of this life. Come to church with our hearts ready. Open the Bible with our hearts ready. Amen. I know the Bible says, Brother Ivan, that God's word will not return void. It'll accomplish what it was sent to do. But according to this passage, all of the seed that fell on the wayside didn't do nothing. All of the seed that fell in the stony ground didn't do nothing. All of the seed, God's word that fell, amen, on the thorny ground, the crowded heart, the cluttered heart, did not do anything. Only one of the four received the word of God. I wrote this down. The good, the cultivated or conditioned heart, they received the word of God. The word of God remained. Nothing stole it away. And the word of God was reproductive. A lot of people you read after that deals with them first three, they don't even believe those people are saved. The wayside hearer, the stony-hearted hearer, the thorny ground hearer, those three probably are not even saved because of the seed. The seed does nothing for them. The seed, listen, you want to know how you if you're saved or not, is this seed doing anything in you? Is it growing anything in you? Can you go weeks without it? Oh my, there's not many as many people saved as we think. But the application of the message tonight is, though those first three, Brother Ivan, is probably lost, and the good cultivated hearer is the one saved in this scripture, still yet we as saved people can have some problems with those other areas. We can be given to busyness. Allow our heart to become a thoroughfare of activity And therefore it becomes compacted. Amen. We can have, we can allow instead of hardness on the surface, we can allow hard stones. We can allow hard things to get underneath the surface that nobody can see, but it's there. And it's going to restrict and hinder the effectiveness of the Word of God. Do we see tonight that God cannot do anything for us except through this seed? Amen. This is the book that produced our salvation. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. There's never been a physical birth that there wasn't a conception of seed, and there's never been a spiritual birth that there hasn't been also a conception of seed. The Word of God, the incorruptible seed. But there's a lot of people that claim to be saved, and this book right here absolutely does nothing. It has no effect in their life. Has no effect. They don't receive it. There's no depth there to grow it. There's no fruit that comes from it. None of it. Your relationship to this book right here is going to determine and prove whether you know Christ or not. Amen? That's right. God wants your spiritual life to grow. Amen? So what kind of condition is your heart in tonight? And what condition it's in tonight may not be what it's in tomorrow. It may be worse tomorrow. You may be struggling in one area tonight, may be struggling in another area tomorrow. But our goal, Brother Mike, is to focus on being a cultivated heart, to be have a heart that is conditioned, that has been prepped, ready for planting, ready to receive. Wouldn't that be something? Come to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Jubilee, revivals, whatever, and say, or even sitting down to do our devotions and say, Lord, my heart is prepped. My heart has been plowed. My heart has been cultivated. My heart has been, the stones. I've took the stones out, and I've cut down and done away with all of the thorns, and I'm ready to receive. No telling what kind of Christians we would be if that would be our case. Beware of busyness. Beware of busyness. Turn your heart into a thoroughfare, packed down, hard as a rock, trodden underfoot. Amen. Beware of busyness. Amen. And it's the wayside. It's the wayside. It's what's going on beside the road. It's what's going on, not on the road, but beside the road. It's the wayside. It's where people walk that turns that pathway into something hard. So watch out for busyness. Watch out for that stony ground. Watch out for that type of heart condition. Shallow, just shallow, surface, superficial. I was thinking about this today. What keeps me going? Listen, I'm serious. What keeps me going is that I know what I have. I don't know that I've ever said that before, but that's been big to me. What keeps me going, what keeps me from throwing in the towel and keeps me from quitting, is that I know what I have and that it's real and that it is actively, progressively changing my life and has been doing so for 37 years. I know what I have. What God is doing or not doing in you is not going to come into play of what I do or don't do. Does that make sense? If you quit, then I can still keep going on. It'll hurt me. It'll grieve me. I will mourn over that. But quitting, not an option, because I know what I have. Do you know what you have? Do you know what you have? Do you see it actively and progressively at work in your life? Amen. What's your attitude toward thorns? cares of this life, pleasures of sin, pleasures of this life. How's your attitude toward those things that chokes out the word? Can I ask this question? Do you make light of and think light of those things that choke out the word? God help us. Amen. Amen. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for challenging my own heart of just looking at these four hearers that represents four heart conditions. Lord, look at it just from a practical standpoint. And Lord, I know that I'm saved. I don't doubt that at all. I know without a doubt I've been born of the Spirit of God. But Lord, I know there's times that I have some issues with my heart becoming a thoroughfare of busyness, of going to and fro and occupied with people and distractions. And it brings about a hardness in my heart toward the seed of the Word of God. Lord, I know as a believer and a preacher even, I know there's times that I struggle, Lord, with shallowness, of not having the depth that I need in my spiritual life to grow the seed of the Word of God to where it's productive. Lord, I know that as a believer, been saved for these many years, but there's times, Lord, that I allow things in my heart that chokes out the Word. I allow the cares of this life. I allow, Lord, the pursuit and the thought and the mindset of materialism and riches. I allow that sometimes to get too big and it chokes out the Word. But Lord, I want to be like that cultivated hearer whose heart is conditioned and prepared and prepped and plowed and it's ready. It's ready for planting. It's ready to receive and retain and reproduce the Word of God. May that be so with us tonight. Lord, have your way, Lord, we pray. May your will be done, Lord, in our hearts. Lord, I'm more persuaded now than I've ever been that your focus is on our hearts. The condition of our heart, not our physical heart, but our spiritual heart, the seat of our affection, the center of our will, the drive in our life spiritually. What influences our choices? It's what we determines what we love and what we listen to and what we talk about. Lord, may our hearts be right. David prayed in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Have your way, Lord, I pray. Use these messages on the heart to speak to us, to deal with us, Lord. Lord, it's not hard times that hinders you, Lord, but rather it's our heart condition. And may we learn from the study tonight, our just brief study tonight in the Scripture. May we learn tonight that whatever hinders the Word and chokes the Word and prevents the Word from being productive in our life, whatever hinders the Word, it hinders you and it will hinder us. Please help us, Lord, to look at our own heart and know that we're responsible. Lord, I pray you'd help us now. Lord, each one of us, as we go our ways and as we do our own personal devotions and as we, Lord, as we listen to you, as you speak to us throughout the day and through the week, Lord, may we have our own heart in our focus, Lord. Maybe we pray about it. Lord, what kind of shape is my heart in? Lord, how much of the Word of God is becoming ineffective because of the condition I'm in? Lord, please help us. Please help us, I pray. May your will be done. We sure do love you. Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for keep working on us and dealing with us. And I want to thank you for all of the exposure, Lord, that I've had down through the years where the Spirit of God used people to sow the seed in my life. Growing up, had no idea what was taking place, but Lord, you was exposing me to the seed. You was sowing seed. You was putting seed in my life. And I thank you for that, Lord. Lord, may we feel responsible for that. Lord, the seed will never sow itself. The seed doesn't grab itself up and go down the street and sow itself. The seed must be put in the hands of a sower. And Lord, may we sow in tears that we might reap in joy. May we take the seed of the Word of God and sow it. It'll do what it was sent to do. It's got life in itself. It's got power. It's got potential in itself. Lord, it's got to be sown. That's the only thing. It's got to be sown. And may we sow it. May we sow it in our own heart that we may grow it in our life. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.